You're all ready. Thank you all for showing up. How's your conference so far? How'd the pre-show go? Great. You like the pre-show. Very good. Very good. All right, let's get going. My name is Matt Passananti, and I am the Duet Enterprise Offering Manager for these guys. The objective of today's presentation is to examine both the current and future states of Duet Enterprise. Now, the purpose of today's presentation is to educate you so that you can make the best decision for you and your organization as to whether or not you need to be implementing Duet Enterprise. Now, my mission is to do this in a very fun and exciting way. Obviously, you see we've got a ton of self-deprecating humor. We're going to continue down that path. I hope you appreciate that. And my goal is to make excellent usage of your time. Now, if there is one thing that I want you to walk away with from this presentation, let it be this. Duet Enterprise is flexible enough for you to implement into your organization today. Now, if you're here in this session, that means that I know three things about you. Number one, I know you run your business on SAP. Number two, I know that you are a Microsoft shop. And number three, I know that you have either a tactical interest or a strategic vision to integrate SAP data into the Microsoft platform. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to answer questions for you, questions that you've been wanting to answer for a very long time. What is Duet? What's the purpose of Duet? Why would I implement Duet? Why was it created in the first place? Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to show you real-world solutions. We're going to start out with solutions where you have just completely out-of-the-box Duet, and then what you can do to customize those solutions. We're going to be talking about we're going to talk about HR solutions, invoicing solutions. We're going to talk about procurement solutions. You're going to see a lot of real-world functionality. Everything that I show you in Duet Enterprise 1.0 is also applicable in Duet Enterprise 2.0. We're going to show you both editions of Duet Enterprise, and I will explain to you when things are different, when things are in one versus the other. How many of you were not as impressed with this movie as I was? Kidding. Did you know that a strong relationship between Microsoft and SAP has been in place for nearly two decades? And in that time, there have been a tremendous amount of events that have brought these companies closer and closer together. Now, all of these, not important for now, but there is one that I want to bring you to, Duet. We have all heard about Duet. We've all heard the same thing about Duet. And I'm here to tell you that what you know about Duet is not important. Here's the important piece. SAP and Microsoft, in 2005, built a technology called Duet. And what it was a point solution, a set of point solutions that took data and brought it into the Microsoft Office suite. Didn't really get off the ground. That's not the important part. The important part and the impressive part of this is what these two companies did after the fact. They went ahead, they stood back, and they surveyed the landscape. They said, where are we going? Well, it's not really about all this data and the data management anymore. In fact, it's more about the information worker. It's about empowering the information worker. See, if I can't make use of that data on the back end, that data is useless, and I'm pretty much useless in my job. So they coined the term the information worker. Microsoft did that. And they said, here's where the industry is going. It's going to SharePoint. It's going to collaboration. It's going to BI. It's going to present data to the information worker from multiple systems and mash that data up and make you productive in your world. Okay? That was the goal there. Now, how many of you have asked yourself this question? This is an interactive session. I want to see hands in the air, people. Everyone's hand should be in the air. Everyone asked themselves this question. Now, here's another question. How many of you asked this question? Then you got an answer, and as you walk out of the meeting room, you're like, I still don't understand what Duet Enterprise is. Oddly, more hands than people who originally asked. Get with it, people. It's the morning. Let's go. I'm going to explain to you what Duet Enterprise is, and you're going to understand what this is. Duet Enterprise is a standardized, secure, and extensible integration framework that connects two things and two things only. It connects NetWeaver Gateway 7.02, and it connects the Microsoft SharePoint Business Connectivity Service. That's what it does. That's all it does. It does nothing else. Just those two things. Now you're thinking a framework. Like a framework, frameworks are feature incomplete. I don't like frameworks. Well, hang on a second. SharePoint is also a framework, right? It's a collaboration framework. It's a box of Legos. You get a framework pieces and you build those pieces together. That's what you do, okay? You build solutions out of those. Same exact thing with Duet Enterprise, okay? Let's talk a little bit about the purpose. Why was Duet Enterprise created? Well, Microsoft and SAP, they wanted to go ahead and they wanted to solve a couple of different issues. And the first one, first thing that we want to know about is why in the world did SAP and Microsoft make this investment in a framework to connect information from one place to the next? Second one is, what were the business problems that we actually want to solve? And third, why should you sitting in my audience care about Duet Enterprise? There are four main tenets to Duet Enterprise. Four main issues, and the first issue we want to solve is visibility. We're going to start with a pop quiz. Who likes pop quizzes? Nobody. Who knows what these are? Hey, what are these? SAP tables. Transaction codes, tables, absolutely. Anybody know what VBUP is? Anybody? Sales document line item status. What about material master? What do you do when you get EBAN? What about LFA1? Anybody? Vendor master. Who was that? You're a bad man. Very, very cool. Now, have you ever seen anybody work in these SAP screens? You get a competent person working at SAP screens. They've been working for a long time. They go so fast, it's a blur. You can't even see. They are some of the most impressive people I have seen. How many people are comfortable with these SAP transaction codes? Raise your hand high. Everybody look around at the number of people who are comfortable with these SAP transaction codes. Now, no, you're good. You're the people I just complimented. How many people are not so comfortable? In fact, you wonder where I'm taking this presentation. Okay. That feeling that we have right now, I just created a segmented user base. And when you install SAP in your organization, you automatically have a segmented user base. You have the haves, right here, sir, the haves, and we have the rest of us, the have-nots. Okay, those who are comfortable working in SAP and those who are not. Now, in the 20 years that Microsoft and SAP have worked together, what they've done is they've done a lot of research and a lot of BI. And what they've found is that about 15% of your organization loves those transaction codes and works in the tables with SAP. They work in the transaction tables, and that's what they do. But we have 85% of our organization that's like us. We're not power users. We're casual SAP users. We have to go in there every once in a while, all that kind of stuff. Well, what is the casual user doing? How are they deriving value from SAP? 20% of the time, they're actually going in to the system and they're looking at transaction screens, logging in SAP, doing work in SAP. 80% of the time, they're not. They're outside of SAP. They're collaborating on data around SAP. They're in meetings on data. They're talking with other people. They're doing workflows. They're writing documents, deliverables. They're trying to get workflow items moved through. They're trying to get stuff done 80% of the time. So when you're implementing Duet Enterprise, you have to understand that, or when you implement SAP, you have to understand that you're kind of alienating 85% of your user base until you get those people trained up. So who wants to get trained on transaction codes right now? That's the next slide. No? Okay. We don't have that. I really don't. For the power users. The business users and the power users. Yes. So SAP and Microsoft say the main problem we have and the big opportunity that we have here is to take our SAP data and expose it to 85% of the organization. That, right there, is the business problem that Duet Enterprise was designed, architected, and built to solve. Does everybody understand the purpose of Duet Enterprise right now? Raise your hand, because I need to know. Fantastic, fantastic. We learned something. So they go out to organizations and they say, we need to go ahead and we need to increase visibility. That's what we're going to do. And people said, really? You're going to take my SAP data and you're going to take that data and make it available to 85% of the people in my organization? Uh-huh. And they go, whoa, hold on a second. We got risk. We gotta modify risk here, right? We gotta manage risk. How do we do that? We need to ensure that every solution built on top of Duet Enterprise, this framework we're gonna implement, is secure. So they've done that. When you are an SAP user and you want to log into SharePoint, you log into SharePoint and you get a token. That token is your user identity. If you want to access business data on the SAP side, that token is going to go to the SAP, to the business connectivity service. It's then going to get sent up to the secure token service where it's going to get modified. Okay? That information is going to get modified. Your token is going to get authenticated. It's going to get sent back to the BCS. Hey, what are you doing? We're going to go back to the BCS. Then it's going to get sent over to the NetWeaver gateway. At that point in time, a trust is going to get established between the secure token service and the NetWeaver gateway. At that point in time, in the NetWeaver gateway, there's a table mapping. The user in SharePoint and the user in SAP. That gets mapped. And what happens is that SAP user control is utilized as that user to go back in to SAP. Then the information gets sent from NetWeaver Gateway back to SharePoint and from SharePoint back to you. So we've got this problem of visibility, getting data out across the organization. We've got this security. We've got this secure data now. What's next on the list? The UI. Anybody want to talk about the UI? Okay, well, this guy over here, I'll talk to you about it. No, I'm kidding. It's audience participation time. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to show you a picture. And when I show you that picture, I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay? You all ready? Here we go. Oh, how did that get there? Yes, I thought I eradicated the Muppets in my pre-show. Sorry. Oh, they gave me my presentation back. That's cool. I'm very happy. It's very nice for them to give me my presentation back. Okay. So, here's what I'm going to show you. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Come on. Let's go. What is it? What is it? Okay, I'm not going to go on that side of the room anymore. I'm staying over here. There's one guy over there. What else? What? Okay. Okay, what else? What do you feel? Mainframe, confusion, complexity. This is all coming from the user base. These are not marketing slides. The reason why we're going through this experience is I'm not going to get up here and spend my time telling you things. I want you to experience things, because then you're going to walk away and go, yeah, I felt that. I know that. Okay? Let's see what we have here. Well, let's see. Purchase order. Okay, I know this is purchase order. I know, thank you for capitalizing proper name. I've got buttons. I've got a lot of buttons here. Looks like I've got a lot of buttons under that. I've got buttons to the left. And I've got buttons to the bottom. People, on this screen alone, there are 51 buttons. I said there are 51 buttons on one screen. Here's what I like. See this? This is the line item. Okay? Now watch this. See this? This line item. I'm not supposed to face the microphone. This line item right here. Watch this. We're still scrolling on the line item. I can click on that line item 19 times and still not to get to the end of that line item. Now, I'm new. Look, I told you, I started this out saying that people who work in the transaction codes and the screens are quick and some of the most impressively technical people I have ever seen and worked with in my life, and I mean that. But I am not a power user, okay? I don't know what SDL WVAQIAQ00 is. I'm sorry. And no, I don't want to get trained on that. I'm going to show you another picture. What I would like you to do is tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. What is this? Information. Wow. Ooh, what else? What else? What comes to your mind? Come on. Dashboard. Okay, what do we got here? Well, let's see. We've got Arkham Motors. Huh. Arkham Motors is our Contoso. I explain things in real-world solutions. We have labs with real-world solutions and people. Arkham Motors. They are a national reseller of parts and dealership for automobiles. So we've got Kenyon Automotive, service value, integrity, quality. I've got a service center dashboard here. Pictures. We didn't have pictures on the last screen. I got my hand on the wheel. I got a full tank of gas. I'm in control here. Interesting. Service body shop. 147 days of shop safety. I have BI. I want to know what happened 148 days ago. That's what I want to know. Over here, I've got a lady who says, I left money on the table, didn't I? Yes, you did. Okay. We have a warehouse manager, distribution. We have scheduling. We can see a calendar here. We're bringing in calendar information. We can see what's going on in maintenance bay A. I've got a customer scorecard. I've got service orders over here. I've got links. I've got a lady who's driving 150 miles an hour on the road while she's putting on makeup. I am stepping away from that one. Moving on. You know what I see? I see smiling faces. I see people sitting up in their chair, and I see people being attentive. Whether you like it or not, the UI matters tremendously in the solution. So, we have visibility. This is the main problem we want to solve. Then we need to make sure that everything is secure, and it is. We want to put a UI on it. Guess what? Duet's a framework. Doesn't do UI. I'm going to show you what it looks like. It's not really a UI you want to work in, but you have many options for UI moving forward. And all of this relates to the issue of worker productivity. Now, I could tell you, if I were a marketing guy, I could tell you that when you utilize information using Duet Enterprise, you're more productive. And how would that sit with you if I just told you that? You'd be like, eh. Who wants to see a side-by-side comparison of doing a transaction in SAP and then doing the same transaction using Duet Enterprise in SharePoint? Would that be beneficial to anybody? Would that educate you? Look at all the hands. This is fantastic. I built one for you. What if I set up the expectation like, yeah, I didn't have one of those. That would be good. Here, what we have is we have someone who is actually logging in. This is a casual user logging into SAP, and what they are doing is they are going to approve a purchase requisition. So they're logging in, approving a purchase requisition. They go into their inbox. Would you do me a favor? Would you give me a glass of water from outside? They log into their inbox, and I put up there what they're doing. Now they're verifying general data in a very similar screen that we saw before, although this one has more tabs, so I'm a little more afraid of this one. Here they're verifying the requisitioner. I need to give some love to this side of the audience. They're verifying the requisitioner. Okay, verifying the line item quantity. Okay, now this is them in real time. I sat down with two users. They walked me through it. They told me what was going on, and this is what they're doing. We got the quantity. They're verifying that. They verify the delivery date. Okay. Thank you, sir. They're going to go ahead and approve the purchase requisition. They have enough information, and they're going to go ahead and approve it, and they click, they release it is what they do. Going to go ahead and release that. So they release that. Here, if you would, please. I got it. Just give me this. Thanks. All right, so there we go. We got a minute, 49 seconds for them to go ahead and approve that. Now, the wonders of technology will show us what it takes to do that in Duet Enterprise 2.0, or 1.0. So here we are in SharePoint. There you go. And we're going to show it what it looks like in SharePoint. Here, it already knows who we are because we're logged in. I'm going to go to my SAP, or my task list here. There I go. Here's my workflow tasks. I'm going to click on those. Here we go, down to the bottom. Look, here's something that needs to be approved. Look at that. I built a UI on top of it, made it actually look like a purchase requisition. PO date, requested by, ship by, quantity, unit description, unit price, total. I'm going to go down here, status, requested by. I got some comments. I'm going to enter in a comment. I'm going to click OK. Finally, I'm going to approve it. It's going to go back, and it's approved. So it took us 43 seconds to do that using Duet Enterprise in SharePoint. Well, what does that mean? That's a difference of 66 seconds. That's a change in 61% productivity for that one task. This company has a team of people. They do about 1,300 to 1,400 of these a month. Dedicates to 25 hours or 3 days of inefficiency now that they have Duet Enterprise. So there are also 5 other activities in this one process that they could benefit from. And they have 41 other processes that they could go ahead and surface into SharePoint just like that. So do you see the tremendous opportunity that we have for casual users to interact with SAP data much more efficiently and much more effectively? Okay. So we talk about visibility, security, the user experience, that all leads to productivity. Let's talk about the value of Duet Enterprise. When I install Duet Enterprise, what is it that I actually get out of the box? Yeah, water dripping everywhere. So let's talk about Duet Enterprise. What can that do for me? Well, 1.0 is a framework. It's designed to be on-premise, right? We get we can support and monitor this in just wonderful ways. This is a native SharePoint app. So when something goes wrong, you get a correlation ID. If you're technical in this session, you love correlation IDs. You get site templates for reporting, workflow, collaboration. And functionality is deployed here at the web part level. So you're going to go ahead and deploy different web parts. Now, what we've got here is just a very, very basic architecture. You need Gateway 2.0 SP2. We've got SharePoint 2010. And then you can go ahead and extend that using any type of UI that you want to have. Now, from a security perspective, we already talked about the security. All traffic through the gateway to SharePoint is going to be encrypted. You're going to have role-based access for any solution that you deploy. And your profiles are going to be synced between SharePoint and the gateway. You can do that as well. And all of this is all pre-built. So you're going to install it once. You use it. You want to use multiple transactions, 440 transactions over it. You're good to go. You use the same bus. Let's talk about data. We've all heard that Duet Enterprise does create, read, update, delete to from SharePoint back to SAP and back and forth. Let's talk about that. Create, we know. Update, we know. Delete, we know. But I've got this word up here, expose. Expose. Well, see, one of the main tenets of Duet Enterprise is that SAP remains the system of record. So what we're not doing is we're not persisting data outside of SAP. We're not copying data outside of SAP. We're showing data as it resides in the back end. Sir, would you help me, please? Would you stand up? What's your name?
Manish.
Everyone, Manish, please. Round of applause for Manish. Next week is Thanksgiving. I'm half Italian, even though it doesn't look like it. I'm half Italian, and I make pie. So Manish and I are going to go out today. We're going to have some pie. We're going to stand on the street corner, and I got a telescope. And I look across, and there's a bakery, and there's pies in the rotisserie. Three pies in the rotisserie look delicious. So I look at the telescope. I see three pies there. Manish, you got to look at this. Here's the telescope. I hand him the telescope. Grab the telescope. There you go. He looks in there, and he sees a hand reaching in, grabbing one of the pies. He sees two pies. That telescope is like New at Enterprise. It shows you, thank you very much, Manish. Round of applause, Manish. It shows you what the data looks like on the back end at that session, at that moment in time, in a synchronous fashion. So let's go to our first demo. And what we've got is we're going to show a couple things. We're going to show contacts in SAP, and then from there we're going to show how we turn that data into an external content type, and then we're going to go ahead and show sort of some out-of-the-box solutions around, you know, inventory and invoice. And again, the solutions that I'm going to show you here, there's no UI on them. A little bit of UI, but no UI on it, because it's kind of like going to a car show and all you see are frames and engines. You don't see any bodies, right? So we're just looking at the framework, and I want to start out here. So you like that? The switcher from the presentation to the lab just helps save time, makes it a little bit nicer for you guys. So what I'm going to do here is I've got KVNK. This is the contacts in SAP, just the contacts table. And here you can see that what we've got is we've got somebody here, John Strauss, and his name has two S's and two N's. Well, John Strauss has his name with one N. So we're going to go ahead and modify that, and we're going to bring that data in through SharePoint. So let me get to this guy. And I'll go over here. Much better. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go, and when information comes in out of NetWeaver Gateway through Duet Enterprise into SharePoint, it comes in as XML, comes in as a SOAP web service, it comes in as XML. And this is what it comes in as. It comes in as an XML definition. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go to central administration, and I'm going to go to the managed services, and then from there I'm going to go to the BDC. And when I go into the BDC, what it's going to show me is a list of external content types. You can see up here I've got external content types. And these are all of the quote out-of-the-box models, or you know, out-of-the-box models that you get for Duet Enterprise. You can see here that we've got contact. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead, down arrow on contact, and I'm going to go ahead and view that external content type. And what it's going to show me is this is the presentation of that XML that you just saw. It shows the external content type, it shows the fields, it goes down and it shows associations, actions, things like that. So that's what Duet Enterprise does, okay? Everything else I'm going to show you is part of the solution. See, Duet Enterprise will never be the entire solution, but it will power many, many solutions, okay? So let's talk about that. Let's look at that. I'm going to go ahead and bring this guy down. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to log in as one of our users. I'm going to log in as Diane. And Diane is, well, she's the head of sales for Arca Motors. And here I'm going to go to contacts. Wait for Bing to come in here. How has the internet the internet experience and the demo experience been in other sessions? Has it been good? Thumbs up? Thumbs down? Ooh, everybody giving thumbs down, my gosh. Okay, we'll try it here. Here what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into contacts. And in contacts, What it's going to do is I'm just surfacing that external content type into a list. And what you can see is that all it's doing, totally out of the box, just bringing data from SAP into SharePoint. And you can see over here, there's John Strauss with his two N's. So I'm going to come over here to John, and I'm going to edit that item. When I edit that item, it's going to show me a form with that information in it. There, it's pulling the information in. There it is. So I've got John here. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove the N from his name. I'm going to save this. What you're going to see is you're going to see it take this information, send it back to the server. This is going to close. It's going to re-query again with the green wheel, and it's going to post back to the list. Make sense? Did you see that? So we're not storing data outside of SAP. SAP is still the master, which is very, very important. So let me go back to our SAP here. And as you can see right here, it still says J-O-N-N because we haven't updated this. But we're going to go ahead and refresh. And when you refresh, it automatically changes to J-O-N. So by showing that, what I'm trying to just explain to you is that the data always resides in SAP. Make sense? Okay. So that is the first part. Now, I told you I was going to show you some other demos. I'm going to get, I want this one. Okay, this is our sales dashboard. As I had mentioned, Arkham Motors is our sort of our Contoso. And we've got a mashup here. We've got a department space. And one of the things that we have here is Diane can go in. She can talk to all different types of people, customers, all that kind of stuff. And what she sees here is she got back from vacation. There's an issue. And the issue is that Kenyon Automotive, one of our dealerships, is having a real problem with invoicing. And so she spoke to David, who is one of her confidants, and he basically said, look, the issue that we have with invoicing, it's not on our end, it's on their end. They got a lot of new people in pulling stock, and it's very, very slow, and what we need to do is, you know, we need to just give them a little bit of time. But we've gotten reassurances from Tannehill Manufacturing that our invoices and our dealerships will be taken care of, okay? That's good to know. But what I want to do is I want to go ahead and just using out-of-the-box do it enterprise. I'm not trying to put a bunch of UI on this or anything like that. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to look at some different inventory that we've got, right? So I can go ahead and pull in a couple of web parts that are going to give me sort of this inventory or warehouse manager dashboard. Remember the warehouse manager, Jimmy? Jimmy Chan remembers the warehouse manager. Yes, he does. We've got first name. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to look for Kenyon. And I'm going to go ahead and retrieve that data. It's going to go ahead, pull the information back from SAP, and it's going to surface information for me about my dealership. Then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say, okay, I know that, you know, I want to look at information around the Honda Pilot because we sell a lot of Honda Pilots, so I'm going to do Pilot. And it's going to retrieve data about products that I have. So here I am in SharePoint, and I'm looking at product data in a little nicer UI, but again, we can improve this. And here we've got the Honda Pilot, and I'm going to go ahead and open that up. What I want to do is I want to understand where am I low on inventory. So it's going to bring that information back, and here what we can see is we can see that I've got Kenyon Automotive. We're looking at the Honda Pilot, and then down here I'm bringing up inventory or bill of materials, and you can see all of my quantities are under a specific threshold, say 500, things like that. So again, if you wanted to build a solution out of Duet Enterprise, you could build a solution like this. We want to go ahead and build something with a little bit more pizzazz. Now we track our products. We have an operations page, and this here, this is a data mashup. And on this data mashup, we've got a couple of things. We've got some things coming in from different places. We've got low inventory by geography. We've got some discussions here about this. We've got support issues. But we also have outstanding invoices, right? Remember those invoices that we want to go ahead and approve? We want to do that from SharePoint? Well, we can go ahead and do that, okay? So here I've got three from the seventh here. I'll go ahead and I'll open up one of them. Look at that. It looks like an invoice from Tannehill Manufacturing. Right? I don't have to go into the screen and do that. I've got an invoice here. So I can go in and I can enter in a comment if I want to, and I can go ahead and release that. It's going to go back to SharePoint and it's going to update that. And then when I go ahead and I refresh this guy, should see two of those guys. Yeah, so we got two now. So just some sort of lightweight, out-of-the-box solutions that you can use. Let's go back to our presentation.
Can you take questions?
I will at the end, please. We've got a lot going on, and I will definitely do that. Let's talk a little bit about reporting. With reporting, we can go ahead and we can surface SAP reports into SharePoint. We can personalize those reports. We've got report parameters that we can modify. We're going to go ahead and run and schedule reports from SAP. We can do that as well. These are stored in document libraries or viewable from Excel, and they're accessible by role if you want to do that. And you can report out of ECC. There's also hooks into BW as well. And so we've got a couple of different reports. Number one, we've got sort of the out-of-the-box reporting integration. We've got a report I'm going to show you that has to do with metadata, and then we've got another report, which is a Silverlight report. So let me go back here to our reporting. So I'll go back to our department space here, and one of the links that we have on our department space is business reports. And we talked about how Duet Enterprise provides you, it provides you some templates, and this is one of the templates. This is a report center. And you can see there's a lot of different stubs for many, many different reports here that we have for Duet Enterprise. And I'm going to go down to one of them. And I'm going to go down to this one here, which is sales values. Trying to not make this jump on you as much. But here's sales values. I'll go ahead and open up that report. I'm going to go ahead and view the properties on that report. And what you're going to see is it's going to come up with a screen with some properties here. And there's a couple different things. One of the things you can do is you can edit these properties. So I'll go ahead and edit those properties. And here you can see that I can go ahead and add a parameter. I can add, you know, a different parameter here, sold to material, however I want to modify that. I get to choose an output format if I want to, and then I get to go ahead and click run that report. It's going to take a little bit to run that report. So what I'm going to do is just show you what the report looks like. Again, the data comes into Excel. Doesn't look very pretty, but it's SAP data that you can use. Now, again, if you wanted to put a UI on this, you could absolutely do that as well. Now, I want to show this. So what I'm doing is I'm going to show you a video here. This is another report. This was for a company called Omnicell. This was the first production implementation of Duet ever done by our company. And ever in the world, that was done by our company. And what this is sales coverage information, pulling metadata out of SAP and giving you an interactive pivot report on the web. We also have another solution here, another reporting solution where we go in SAP, we pull information from SAP, and we are allowed to create for marketing a sales distribution report. So they're going to go in and they're going to say, all right, give me everybody who is in the West. We're going to start there. I want everybody that was in the West, all of my clients that are there. They'll go ahead, they'll check the West. And what they are, they're a large medical manufacturing company. They manufacture cabinets and they work very well with processes, very closely with processes about getting medications from the pharmacy to the nurses to you when you're sick. And there's a lot of process around it, so very important stuff they're doing. And they want to say, give me everybody in the West that has a pharmacy IS system of either Cerner or McKesson. Okay? So I'm going to go do that. And again, all of this information, this is in SharePoint, but all of this information is being pulled from SAP. Okay? Oops, sorry about that. So we're going to go Cerner or McKesson. And they'll go ahead and click next. And when they're done, so say get my list. And what we see here is the list. We've got 2,600 records across 67 accounts. They can go ahead and export that to Excel. They can bring that right into Mail Merge, into Office, however they would like to do it. I want to show you another report that we have. Get rid of this guy. And I'm going to go back to our sales here. Okay. One of the things that we decided to do was take information out of SAP, utilize a Silverlight control, and give us a dynamic report. And so what we've got here is a product influence report. Now this utilizes some sort of social media functionality, kind of a social media feel to it, of product influence. Here we're surfacing a mashup in this Silverlight control of data from SAP. We've got sales data that's coming in from Dynamics. And what we're showing is these are all of the different products that are the Honda products that our dealership sells. And I'm just going to get down here. Do-do-do. And what I can do is I can go ahead and I can click on a histogram. And when I click on a histogram in Silverlight, what it's going to do, there we go. It's a little bit behind. There we go. So it's going to align things into sales. We don't sell a lot of Honda Pilots. We do sell a ton of Civics. So if I go ahead and I click on the Honda Civic here, what it's going to do is it's going to eradicate the things that I don't need, and it's going to show me all of the information that I do need. These are the things that are relevant for me. Then I've got some out-of-the-box SharePoint fast functionality here where I can go ahead and search on refine on model. I can go ahead and refine on price. And as I go ahead and scroll these down, what it's going to do is it's going to eradicate things that are on price, and it's going to show me the relevant data. So what I can see here is that very, very easily, from a business user perspective, whatever information, it appears to me as though our most cost-effective vehicles are just flying out of the shop floor. So this is pulling data from SAP and allowing us to go in and view that data in a much richer environment. Now let's talk a little bit about workflow. Who has heard that Duet Enterprise can handle workflow? Raise your hand. Okay, very good, very good. With workflow, I want to set the context here that really when you bring information or surface information using workflow or using Duet Enterprise into SharePoint, sorry, I didn't mean to mess up your recording there. You can expose workflow activities. And there's a specific decision type template. A decision type template is, do I want to approve or reject? So if you have an approve or reject in your backend system, you can go ahead and surface that activity, and a user can go ahead and action that specific activity. Out of the box, you get 4 data points that you can surface. If you want to do more, well, then you ABAP developers get to go through and they get to modify inbound and outbound handlers and they get to bring over whatever you want. There's actually a couple different ways you can bring data over. You have a lot of options. You can do comments, you can add comments, you can do rerouting, all that kind of stuff. So let me show you what this looks like here. You've got your SharePoint environment, and then down here you've got your existing SAP business process. Let's just say, for example, I have a... what would you call this? This would be a sequential business process. Now, what I can do is I can expose to those users, because this is secure, I can expose those activities. I'm going to expose it to the first person, they're going to approve it. Then I'm going to go ahead and expose it to the next person, they're going to approve it. Then I'm going to go ahead and expose it to the next person. You can do that in Duet Enterprise. Unfortunately, Duet Enterprise is not a workflow engine. If you want workflow, go to K2, right? Go to another workflow company. You cannot do this with Duet Enterprise. You cannot bring data out through Duet Enterprise. If you want to go ahead and build custom workflow, that's fine if you want to do that. You cannot augment an existing workflow in SAP. That's not what it's designed to do. Bring that information back to your users. That's not what it's there for. But let me show you what this looks like here. So I'm going to show you a couple demos. The first demo I'm going to show you is just what you get out of the box when you really don't change anything. We're going to do salary approval. And then after that, we're going to put a nice UI on it, and I'm going to show you procurement. Okay, there we go. So what I'm going to do is close out of this guy. We'll log in as Elizabeth. Okay, excellent. Here we are with Elizabeth. And we see a list of her workflows. We're going to go ahead and click on her workflow tasks. And right here, I've got a workflow task. This is out of the box, really not changing anything. If I want to surface a workflow activity into SharePoint, well, this is very close to what I get. Arkham salary modification workflow, status, due date, comments. I'm surfacing a couple pieces of information here. I'm going to go ahead and add in a comment here. Approved by Muppets. I'll go ahead and add that in. I can pull in additional information, salary information, revised information. I can go ahead and hit approve. When I hit approve, it's going to go back to SAP. And as you can see there, it shows approved right there. And I'll go ahead and check that out. And as you can see, we got it. Did you show it? Oh, boo, the comments. I got to scroll down. There we go. Approved by Muppet. So it goes back, and it's, hey, our wireless is working. Yay. How great is that? Why is the wireless working? Because I brought my own. Eagle Scout, people. Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, that's salary approval. Let's see what it looks like when you put a little bit of UI on that. I'm going to go ahead and get out of this here for Elizabeth. I'm going to go ahead and log in as one of our procurement people, log in as Spencer. Same type of thing, but we're going to go ahead and put a UI on this. Okay. So here are Spencer's tasks. I'm going to go in and look at Spencer here, and I'll go ahead and click here with Spencer. Okay, so purchase requisition. It looks like a purchase requisition. It's got all the information here, and I'm going to go ahead and click down here. I'm going to go ahead and enter in a comment approved from the session. So I've got approved ROM the session. Approved from the session. I'll go ahead and click approve. Now, it's going to go back. It's going to post that to SAP. And what I want to show you, if you want, we don't have enough time here. I can show you at the booth if you get back, because the job runs in about 15 minutes. What it's going to do, it's going to take this purchase requisition on the back end. It's going to process that activity on the back end, and it's going to create for us a purchase order and surface that into SharePoint. So if anybody's interested in seeing that, you can go to our booth, and I'll be able to dial this up for you and show you that. You see the comments flow through and all that other kind of stuff, just finishing up that example. But I do care about your time, and we got a lot of cool stuff still to come. So is it okay if I move on? Thank you. Okay. Switching. Let's talk about Office integration. Well, with Duet Enterprise, you can piggyback upon the integration between SharePoint and Office. You can definitely do that. You've got workflow activities that are going to show up in a SharePoint list. You've got a SharePoint task list where we're surfacing information into Office. And we've got email notifications that you receive. Now, again, due to time, I'm going to show you a video of the out-of-the-box functionality that we have here. And again, when you install Duet Enterprise, we're piggybacking upon the out-of-the-box functionality, integration functionality between SharePoint and SAP. So I'm going to log in as Lana, and Lana is in charge of purchase orders. And so what we see here are a set of purchase orders for her. You can customize all of this, and you get an email. Greetings, Lana. A purchase order request was submitted by this person at this time, and you can go here to review the request. So she's going to do that. Tannehill Manufacturing is back online. Anybody know Tannehill? Thank you. I'm a Dolphins fan, yes. It's our quarterback. And here's our purchase order. It takes you right to the purchase order. And she can go ahead and enter a comment. She can go ahead and approve it. And there you go. Now, Let me show you, our company did the first Duet Enterprise implementation, first production Duet Enterprise implementation. We actually won the Unite Award for Outstanding Duet Enterprise Implementation. And this is what it is. It was a connector from SAP CRM into Microsoft Outlook. Again, Omnicell, a large manufacturer of medical cabinets and processes, they went ahead and they had CRM and they had road warriors. And all these road warriors would go out, they'd talk to all these pharmacy directors, get all this business, all these contacts, do good things, and then they'd have to jump on SAP, they'd have to re-enter everything. So we built an add-in, and this is a certified SAP solution as well, built an add-in where they could go ahead and they could create a new contact online or offline with SAP, or with their online or offline against SAP. They go ahead, they click on that new contact, and it brings up a familiar UI. We can go ahead, we can enter in Penn, we can search on something. We're going to use the University of Pennsylvania here. We've got the University of Pennsylvania here. We're going to enter in some information here about this contact, and we're going to save and close that. Now, when we save and close that, that information is going to go back to SAP. And I believe our contact was Tom Brokaw. Yeah. So there's that contact back in SAP. If you're offline, it's going to save the information when you connect. It's going to upload all the information for you. You don't have to do a thing. They wanted the same type of functionality for tasks. So whether it's contacts, whether it's task integration, or whether it is meeting information and things like that, you can do the same thing with all that. So again, very familiar UI. We go ahead, we enter in some information. We hit save and close, test task for Outlook. We can sync it. We have a button there. We can actually actively sync to Outlook, and that'll show up in SAP. Now, here's something really cool that people wanted to do. At any point in time, they wanted to take any email that they received from any of their clients in Outlook, right-click, and send it to SAP CRM as a record. So they can go ahead and do that. They send SAP CRM, again, familiar UI. They go ahead, they type in Penn, they get their account. Comes up with some information about that account, select name, University of Pennsylvania, important status, you can enter in any of the information you want. Go ahead and click on send here. And you're going to get a note that comes up and says, hey, that was successfully sent to SAP CRM. People in the back of the room, are you okay viewing everything? Making good use of the Zoom tool? Excellent. I care about you people because I sat in the back of the room as well. Let's talk about mobile. There is no mobile functionality in Duet Enterprise. People, I do not care. NetWeaver Gateway to Microsoft SharePoint's BCS. That's what you get with Duet Enterprise. It does not do mobile. Keith, it does not do mobile. It's my boss over there who keeps asking me if Duet Enterprise can do mobile. Bleeping Muppets, man. Does anybody else have the Muppet problem that I do? Anybody else in the other session? Anybody have any other personality in another set? I don't know. Come on, we can't take ourselves too seriously, really. Duet Enterprise does not have mobile capabilities, but Duet Enterprise is not the complete solution. Can you mobilize a Duet Enterprise solution, Keith? It's my boss over there. The answer is yes. Can you mobilize a Duet Enterprise solution, Keith? Excellent. And how would we do that? We can go ahead and show you an example of a mobile solution. Let's see here. Boo. Coming over. Alrighty, my switcher. What's going on with my switcher here? It doesn't what? Yeah, it doesn't do much. That's nice. That's very nice. Okay, let me go back here. There we go. I beg to differ, sir. My company does many things. Oh, this isn't mobile enough for you? This is the new Q702. Hold that for me, please, and don't touch that. Is this mobile enough for anyone? Raise your hand. I told you. Here, oh. Good gosh, I apologize. Hang on 1 second. Thank you. You will want to see this. Hang on 1 sec. Extend. And I got that up and running. Here, hold this for me again. I'll give you that back. Okay. All right, so I'm duplicated. I don't need to be duplicated. Hang on. Okay. Thank you. Okay, our screen is a little bit off, but I'm not going to worry about that right now. This is an HTML5 application built on top of a workflow from a Windows tablet. I'm going to go ahead. This is Elizabeth. Remember Elizabeth? Elizabeth was our, she was seller approval. So I'll go ahead here and click on seller approval. And you can see a list of different seller approvals that I have. I'll go ahead and click on one of those seller approvals. And it's going to go up and show us a form. And I've got a comment here, and I'm going to go ahead and enter in approved via tablet. And let me get rid of that. I'm going to come down here with my seller approval. And it's going to go back, send the data back to the server. Wireless has worked so far, and I'm continuing to have positive thoughts toward wireless here. I am. We've got to send good vibes to the wireless here. Ugh. Again, this is all wireless here, so. There we go. Okay, so. Come on. All right, while that's going. There we go. So it sent it back wireless in this building, but we did approve it from a mobile device. I said we did approve an SAP transaction from a mobile device. Okay. Now, how many of you have one of these? Windows Phone. You have a Windows Phone? You don't have a tablet, maybe you have a phone. Well, what do we have for the Windows Phone? Let me go ahead and switch back to our machine here. And here, I care so much about the people in the back row. I really, really do. I built a jig for all of you so that you don't see the camera and the phone going like this. Salary approvals. If I go out of here, I've got a nice tile here. Oh, you can't. Oh, I'm showing it here. I'm having my own party up here, people. Close. That work? I got my tiles here. Click on a tile there. Approvals. Click on my approval here. There we go. And I can see something similar. I'll go ahead and click on another one. And here we go. Approved from phone. And here we'll go ahead and we will approve this guy. Now, if you want to see what these looks like, what these look like in the list, just due to time, if you want to stop by the booth, I'll show you that all this stuff does go back. But we are approving. There you go. It's sending back to SAP. And there we go. It just approved it. Okay. I know we're running out of time here. If you would please just stick with me, I promise to get you out as soon as I can. Okay. So we talk about mobile. Got our demo videos there. Now, very, very quickly, because you've seen this so much, we're going to interrupt this presentation with a series of limited fake impressions. Everybody good? What do we have? Mr. Burns.
Smithers, who's that man in Sector 7G?
That's Homer Simpson, sir.
Smithers, what's he do?
Limited fakes. If you want full fakes, come to the booth. Beaker.
Mimi.
Stewie.
Brian, do we have any more Cool Whip?
I am here for your enjoyment. Who's this guy?
We are the knights who say...
Wrong scene.
Eke, 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 patang, zoom.
It's bad. And, hold this, please. Two bats. Now, my sons now come down the stairs in the morning and they go,
Dad, tired. I got my bats.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway. Thank you so much for coming to my presentation. You guys are awesome. Let's talk about Duet Enterprise 2.0, the next version. We're going to talk about this very quickly, and then I'm going to let you guys out for lunch. New in Duet Enterprise, yes. Well, on the surface, the 1.0, the 2.0 look and feel, they feel similar. But from an architectural and development perspective, the versions are drastically different. Most popular in 2.0 is now cloud enablement. So if you're using Office 365, if you're going to, I don't know, maybe another service provider that might have a cloud deployment, you can go ahead and utilize that with Duet Enterprise and integrate your information from SAP. So what does that mean? Well, we have an architecture here, and we actually have, because I'm on the wrong one. There we go. We have an architecture here. And the architecture here that we have is SAP ECC6, NetWeaver Gateway SP4 you need. You need SharePoint 2013. So if you want that, and then you can go to notebooks, smartphones, anything like that. Now, what you can do is if you want to go to 2.0, you can go to also do it in the cloud, which means that you just drop another NetWeaver machine on there with 2.0 SP4. And you can go to the cloud utilizing whatever service you want. I see a lot of people taking pictures. If you don't want to take pictures, you want to stop by the booth, I will definitely help you out with whatever visuals you need, okay? All right, We've talked about the framework. Also in the framework is the introduction of OData. Now in 2013, SharePoint accepts OData. OData is a standardized implementation of a RESTful API. Basically, it means you get database-like access to server-side resources like ODBC on the web. It's very, very cool. It's also very, very fast to develop. So it's very, very extensible, because what happens is SAP supplements the data types that are used by OData with extra information from the ABAP data dictionary. So you can just pick this stuff up very quickly and send it into SharePoint. Also in 2.0, the security has been enhanced. Now you have two-way profile sync between the NetWeaver gateway and not just and the back-end system. We also get two-way role sync as well, which is great, because now you can bring in roles from SAP into SharePoint, and you can secure things that way. When it comes to data, reporting, integration, Office, those types of things, you get everything inclusive of 1.0, but you also get rapid solution deployment. I just told you that. I'm going to show you that here in a second in our final presentation that we have, and then our final demo that we have. And then we have workflow. We get a new activity type. We're going to learn more about this activity type here maybe in a few weeks. You can trigger activities from SAP inside of SharePoint, and then we also support back-end roles as well for workflow. Again, if you're going mobile in 2013 or Duet Enterprise 2.0, you want to talk about HTML5. That's where it's at. Now, I want to tell you about our real-world experience. You remember that horrible storm we had out east? During that week, we had a velocity event, and it was an event put on by SAP. And in that time, we went ahead, and the goal was to create a solution. Now, how many of you have one of these? Oh, some of you are saying, why would you bring that to a Microsoft conference? What is wrong with you? And others are saying, ha, ha, ha. I'm going to step away from that one as well, right? Who wants to approve 2013 workflow approvals from SAP via an iPad? Anybody interested in seeing that? Let's do that. So, here I'm going to go ahead and I'll move this over first. This is the last demo. We've got about just 2 minutes here. Okay, apparently school is at 11:30. Okay. Yes. Here I go. Ask me for a password. Bless you, sir. Yes, I know. I'm not even going to make that Apple joke. I'm not even going to do it. I told you, self-deprecating humor. What do you want from me, people? Do you want more? Have I not given you enough? Log in. Now, what we're doing is we're connecting to a SharePoint 2013 environment. We're using Duet Enterprise 2.0. Oh, hang on. Demo. Did I do something wrong? Yeah, I think so. Come on. Hello. There we go. Log in. So I'm going to go to my approvals here. All right, here's an approval. I'll go ahead and click on that guy. It will bring up my page. There we go. So I'll come in here, comments, approved. For iPad. And we'll go there, and I will go ahead and approve that. Now, while that's happening, What I'll tell you is that because this is an HTML5, you can also do this from an iPhone as well. So if you want to see that and you want to come and do it yourself, you can do it at the booth. Okay, just because of time. So there it goes. It went ahead and it brought us approving things from an iPhone or from an iPad. So I've just got a few more slides here, one or two more, and then we're out. Okay, so here's what I wanted to tell you. I'm going to show you a side-by-side comparison. When we install Duet Enterprise, just the base out-of-the-box features, the root installation and configuration took us 2 weeks in 1.0. In 2.0, it took us a week. Anybody see a massive productivity gain there? Benefit of 2.0? When you troubleshoot in 1.0, it's nice, gives you correlation IDs, but there's 5 places you need to check for every issue you have. In 2.0, you got to do 40% of the work because there's only 2 things you need to check when you got an error in 2.0. Those workflow solutions I showed you in 1.0, it took us 3 weeks to build. No one tells you that. Honesty. Where's honesty? I'm being honest. It took us 3 weeks to build those. It took us 1 week to not only build the workflow in Duet Enterprise 2.0, but to also build the HTML5 workflow on top of that. That's not about us saying that for us. I'm saying that because of the benefits of 2.0, the benefits of OData, and the rapid development that you get with Duet Enterprise 2.0. So with 1.0, you get all these amazing features. With 2.0, you get cloud, you get OData, you get two-way syncing, you get rapid deployment solutions, you get SAP roles and activities, and you can all expose this to whatever device you want. In summary, I want to thank every one of you for your time. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Please, please fill out your session evaluations, and remember, the objective of this presentation was to examine both the current and future states of Duet Enterprise. The goal was to educate you. Do you feel like you've been educated? Yes. Nice. I wanted to do this and make fun of myself, and I did. That was good. And I wanted to make excellent usage of your time. Remember, you can do this today. Thank you so very, very much. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of your conference.